Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners meeting of the whole for Monday, August the 24th, has now been canceled. The Monday meeting was canceled due to lack of agenda items, according to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. Commissioners are scheduled to conduct the regular board meeting at 8 a.m. on Thursday, August the 27th instead, in the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. And another news for today. The Elkton Village Council approved a solution to work with the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy regarding remediate lagoon and reporting violations. In July, there was a meeting with the EGLE, the Spicer Group, DPW employees, Clerk Phyllis Baranski, and Village President Dan Armbruster regarding a plan of action to respond to the violations, as well as the next step that needed to be taken regarding the lagoon reporting. During this month's village meeting, the council approved contracting with Infrastructure Alternatives Incorporated to assist the village's DPW with reporting to the EGLE to correct the violations. The cost to have Infrastructure Alternatives to help with the village correct reporting issuing with the EGLE is not to exceed $4,500 a month. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
There's a world of opportunity out there, beyond the typical 9-to-5, where purpose, grit, and the American spirit come together in the Peace Corps. It's been called the toughest job you'll ever love. Tough, because it asks so much of you. And the love part is knowing your hard work can transform lives and build bridges across cultures. After 65 years, the Peace Corps is still the toughest job you'll ever love. Explore opportunities in more than 60 countries and apply at peacecorps.gov/serve.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. A road in Mayfield Township will be receiving some improvements. The Township Board of Trustees has approved having the Lapeer County Road Commission fix and relocate a collapsed pipe that's underneath Callis Road. With that done, the board has also approved placing a culvert on Callis Road near Davis Lake Road. The cost to do that work has been estimated at $8,500. And another news for today. Some improvements were done to the Stremler Field in Dryden in preparation for the upcoming football season that's about to begin. There's now a new press box at the Dryden High School, as well as new home bleachers, a ticket booth, a scoreboard, sound system, and new lighting. The original plan was just to replace the aging home bleachers, but the project ended up growing from there to include more work, to totally updating the entire football complex. While working on the bleachers, it was realized that the press box was in worse shape than was originally realized. The community then came together to support the upgrades with monetary donations, as well as some free labor that ended up saving them thousands of dollars. And another news for today. During a recent Sanilac County Commissioners meeting, it was reported that state officials were impressed with the draft of the Thumb Regional Materials Management Plan. The Buell Township Board of Trustees noted the Thumb Regional Committee has prepared a draft of the Thumb Region Materials Management Plan according to the directives of the Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Act, and it's now ready for viewing and community input. The MMP committee, which includes the counties of Tuscola, Huron, Sanilac, and Lapeer, will be conducting a public hearing on the plan at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, September the 16th. The meeting will be at the Biagio's Pizza at 5795 Sanilac Road in Kingston. A copy of the plan can be found online at tuscolacounty.org/recycling. Public comments on the plan will be accepted from now through Friday, October the 2nd. Comments can be emailed to mmpcomments@tuscolacounty.org or mailed to the Materials Management Planning Committee at 125 West Lincoln Street, Suite 500 in Caro, Michigan, 48723. The state's goal is to have at least a 30% statewide recycling rate by 2029, with a long-range goal of achieving a 45% recycling rate. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, August the 23rd of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.